Fred Finn Radio. This is Nicolo Comotti here as Venice 72, and today I'm joined by Didier Coste, producer of The Endless River. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Didier, you're here, of course, now, you know, we're in competition in Venice, and of course, with this film, Hermanos. Tell me a bit more about how you met the director and how actually you started believing in the project, so much so that now you're here, of course, in Venice with it.
So we met actually in 2009. We met in Dubai at the Dubai Film Festival. I had a movie in competition from director Briante Mendoza, a movie called Lola, which actually was also in competition in Venice the same year in 2009. And he had his first movie in competition called Shirley Adams. And the funny thing is that we met at the closing party because he got an award for his actress and we got the Grand Prix at the Dubai Film Festival. And at that time he was in Paris for Ciné Fondation and he was writing a script. That's how we met, and we started working on a script called Beauty. So actually, Endless River is the second movie I produced with the same director, and Beauty was in Cannes in official selection in Un Certain Regard in 2011.
I'm kind of curious. I always love to interview producers because, you know, being a producer is such a vague thing to say. You know, there's so many different ways of actually producing a film and, of course, being in partnership with a director and all the team beyond that. So what kind of producer are you?
So, yes, you're right. The way I'm working is a little bit unusual because most of the time you meet co-producers, you know, they find subsidies in a territory and you know, they use it. And if they don't have it, well, the movie is not made. So for me, you know, I work more like in the 60s or 70s. So it's I choose, you know, a director, you know, like, for instance, I worked with Mendoza. I made 4 movies from Mendoza, and with Oliver, I made 2. And I worked from the very beginning at the script stage until now, and for distribution as well. So it's a complete process and a complete work from the script stage to distribution.
And what was your priority, especially with The Endless River, you know, when you worked with Michael? What was the thing that maybe you tried to push him forward, or maybe something that you co-producing in a way and you kind of discussed together that at the beginning with his idea you kind of clashed against? Can we say anything about it, or is it too secret?
You mean clashing? No, not really, because actually, you know, I'm working also with Moonlighting, which is a South African production company. There is no clash. It's more like, you know, an exchange. I mean, you know, when you like the story at the beginning, then you want to improve it. So no, there was no really clash. It was more like working with him at, you know, on the script, giving more ideas, changing few things, and then working with Moonlighting in Cape Town and looking for money, because, you know, it's always extremely difficult in the independent world to find money somewhere.
And of course, well, we're here, so this is definitely a wonderful way to start, you know, your little journey with Endless River. And how is it to be here, especially in Venice, with this new and thriving market for you as a producer?
You know, it's a perfect way of starting, you know, the festival circuit, the fall festival circuit. So you start Venice for the prestige, and also to, you know, warm up and start working, you know, with some buyers in Italy and some buyers coming here to Venice. And then this week, we are going to Toronto to start the sales and the business, you know, from all over the world.
And also, well, this is a bit just for yourself as a question, but I'm kind of curious to know as well about it. You always, what is the thing that kind of like makes you believe in a director, especially when there's a writer-director? Would you also embrace, there's been any instances where you actually embraced a completely unknown director, but he managed to approach you in the right way, and so you got sold by the story? Or you still want to know a bit of some sort of idea, like a little teaser of how the director will manage to shoot, so maybe a short film or a little, you know, teaser about it?
Yeah, no, of course it's important to see how he works. So, you know, with Mendoza, he had, you know, because I'm also a producer, a distributor in France. I'm not only a producer, but also a distributor. So with Mendoza, I released in France 2 movies before I started working with him on the production side. And with Oliver, of course, I saw Shirley Adams. But you know what I liked about Beauty? It was the script and the pitch, and the same thing for Endless River. So yes, when I'm doing some co-production meetings, you know, I'm more, I concentrate more on the script and the idea and the pitch, because the pitch, of course, is extremely important. And if I like the script, then of course, you know, I'm trying to see a short or, you know, other feature films if they have made more before that.
Thank you so much, Didier. Thank you for being with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.